I'm on Goodge Street in the middle of London, and I'm outside a shop here called Game Focus. I'm about to go inside and meet someone who's been lucky enough to have already had the opportunity to play a game that's been hugely anticipated. It's called Modern Warfare 2.
My name is Fong. Now, we managed to play it. I've played through a couple of levels at least, and I'll tell you what, it does blow my mind away. Especially the part when you play through the snow caverns and you have a gun that actually can show enemies on the LCD screen by a heart rate when your heartbeat bounces, so that's how you can see from through the snow. Also as well, you get to play through a story part when you land in the airport. You get to play through a terrorist moment, so it gives you the experience of how it feels like being a terrorist.
And that's proving quite controversial, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, but the main thing that really getting you to experience it is to see how you feel, because inside the game itself, you do play through the main character, and he actually questions himself where he says he doesn't like this, he doesn't want to do this. So it's not going in there and thinking, yeah, I can blow up everyone. It's just the whole point of it. It's actually showing you what would you feel like if you were in that situation.
It's clearly aimed towards the male market, do you think? Or do you get women in here asking for it?
Actually, we're pretty much almost 50-50 now. Quite recently, a week before, we've had so many calls from both women and men, kind of surprisingly, asking for a Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2. So, yeah, I won't really say it's a sex thing. To be quite honest, it's very mixed. It's equally balanced.
They're selling two versions of this, and one with a particularly interesting gadget. Tell me about that.
You get another version with the night vision goggles. It's actually, I don't see a point into them at the moment, but there are some really big fans out there who would like to have gadgets of the Call of Duty. The prices from between that is going to be $120 to $140. I reckon it's going to sell very successfully. I think when it comes to the situation, I think money's not the issue when it comes to something what they really want. You know, you can't help it if you really love something that much. It's like buying a wedding ring, isn't it? You know, you're in love with a woman, so you spend a amount of money for it. But, you know what I mean? It's the same for other people for games.
All right, here we go.
You've heard of Modern Warfare 2. Have you ordered it? Are you going to get it?
Eventually, yeah.
Why eventually?
Because it costs too much. Only the people can afford it can spend £45 or whatever it is now.
I think it's more, it's 50 or 55 quid, these.
Yeah. It's in Asda for £32, so I'm sure there'll be thousands of people out there trying to get a copy.
If you don't mind me saying, you're not kind of a classic console-playing teenager.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't actually start playing computer games until I was over 30. I prefer the strategic games like Age of Empires or Civilization, stuff like that, or the puzzle games.
Too violent for you?
No, it's not violence, it's just that I'm not interested.
It's got the multiplayer aspect of it, which people love, so there's loads of people playing it, and the actual campaign that you play through is pretty mind-blowing. Like, a lot of big set pieces, like state-of-the-art graphics, very smooth gameplay.
I'm probably one of the people that waits to hear from some others, or maybe play at a friend's house and then see what happens.